It's another day. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Who knows? Trying to be okay. It is 7 past. What is today? Thursday already. Ugga bugga. The 25th of August. So a week from today is the 1st of September. Huh. A week from this weekend is Labor Day weekend. Double huh.
And then it's fall.
Story of the camel with a hump. The hump. Huh. So I had an earthquake on the East Coast. Now the hurricane Ms. Irene is steaming up the coast. Folks in Carolina probably feel it late tomorrow, apparently early Saturday. Could be that it comes up the coast and does a little routine on New York and New England. Friend Phil Lempert, who is an important part of this program, the supermarket guru, been in New York working. He informed me, because we normally have a live Saturday morning program, he's getting on a plane Saturday morning and getting out of New York.
Smart guy.
Wimp.
He doesn't mess around.
He's a wimp. So I'm staying on the farm, batting down the hatches. Sometimes, again, the news media gets into this stuff and twists it and turns it around. I really don't know what's going to happen. Is it appropriate and important to be prepared? Yep. Mm-hmm. Is it silly to go overboard? Hard to know what going overboard is. We've become numb, frankly, Jennifer, to a lot of the things. What's real and what isn't? The news media has made us numb. Or let's say us listening to the news media, paying attention to it, and, putting their foolishness into the focus.
It's the worst thing ever.
The what?
It's always the worst thing ever when there's something
new. Yeah, worst possibility.
Right.
Yeah. It's like the Washington Monument's going to fall down tomorrow.
Oh, I heard that. It's cracked.
Yeah, it's got a crack in it. And we had earlier on the countdown program, one of these guys that works for the Park Service on, and he sounded as unbelievably arrogant. We're going to keep it closed until we feel that it's the right. Well, it's fine to say that, but it's sort of how you say it. You wonder out loud, okay, what is this really all about? Is this about you, or is this about us, or what is this about? And it frankly sounded more about him and his power, and I'm going to make sure that nobody, this is the most important thing in the world. Well, admittedly, it wouldn't be good if the Washington Monument fell down and there were a bunch of people in it.
No, that
would be
bad. Wouldn't
that be a good thing? It just is a matter of perception. And sometimes this obsessive stuff, I'm certainly guilty of that. There are things I get into that I get too obsessed with. And then there are things that may not get enough attention. One of them is this conversation about our brain and the football stuff. Another one is the food we eat. Those are two of my primary focuses, foci.
Foci, and those are things that affect us every single day, not like, thankfully, a natural disaster.
Right. Okay, here's something that is this is of concern, and I don't quite understand how all of this happened. It's kind of like that Casey Anthony thing. When I see those events and watch the stories or get a little info, I just run away from them. I don't want to talk about them. I don't want to involve myself in them because I can't find anything about them that's any good. Teachable moments, as it were. Maybe not the case, though. Today, at DougStephan.com, we have a story about this so-called hot sauce mom who's been found guilty of child abuse, and we'll find out if she's going to go to jail on Monday. It wasn't just the hot sauce that got her convicted. It was because she was doing that stuff, apparently, just to get herself on with Dr. Phil.
Yeah. Who cares?
What in the world is going on in our society that people think that getting on with a monster like that, and that's what he is. He's an abusive monster, I think. And this woman, obviously, is an abusive monster as well. But then the discussion or the argument or the focus here on punishment, children that act out, and what do you do about them in this age of political correctness? Is it appropriate to do anything or everything you can to keep your child in tow? There's a certain amount of intelligence required to be a good parent, I think. Instinctive intelligence. Not necessarily book learning, but instinctiveness. And the other thing that enters into this, frankly, this person, this young boy is, I don't know what the boy's name. Anybody know what the boy's name is, the child's name?
I don't know.
All right. The problem with adopting children from Russia, and this ought to be something that everybody talks about, adopting children from Russia can be very, very tenuous. Many of these children suffer from alcohol fetal syndrome, or whatever the appropriate name for it is.
It's fetal alcohol syndrome.
Fetal alcohol syndrome. Okay. Most, you realize that most, the majority of Russians are alcoholics. And when, you know, the mothers that get pregnant, whether they're in wedlock or not, make any difference. They are, I suppose the argument could be, well, they give up the children for adoption. That's better than an abortion. That may be one discussion, and it may be an appropriate discussion. There's the other side of this, though, in terms of us Americans who would like to have fair-skinned children. If we can't have children of our own, we want to adopt them. Mm-hmm. And this seems to be a good place to go. But it really isn't, or may not be. Maybe
so funny. My dad says the same thing, because I've talked about adopting before, and he always says, right, you never know what's hardwired into somebody else.
Right. And that's it. It may not be just the Russians. It may be children from other places. I don't know about China. I don't know about any of these other places where a lot of children come from. But they are subject to where the genetics have led them to be, and that, you know, fetal alcohol syndrome is something that just gets into the genes. When you're drunk most of the time, and your body, your system is so loaded with alcohol, it has an effect on the brain development of the child that's in the womb. So were it me, I don't know, it's hard to say blanket, don't adopt Russian children, but it seems to me it's a tough road to hoe.
That's harsh, but you do have to be careful, I think. And it's the debate, nature over nurture. Can you fix any of that being a good parent?
Yeah. So we have that at 800-510-8255. 800-510-TALK is always the way to be in touch with us here. What do you think? If you're the parent of an adopted child, where did the child come from? Did you know all about it? There are a lot of people that we're associated with. We have a colleague named Maria Bailey who has two adopted children. And I think she knew the parents of both of them, did she not, if I'm not mistaken?
I think she did, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Rich's daughter is adopted,
yep. And I think that Janet, his wife, this is a Colombian child that they adopted and brought into America because his wife is Colombian. And they pretty much knew where the child came from, knew all about the child, at least from what I remember. When Richie gets here, he can speak to that. But so there's that issue, and then there is this issue about the reason that somebody would do all of this stuff, and is it that she just wanted to get on with Dr. Phil? And if that's the case, she ought to go to jail just for that.
I know.
Just for that.
It just amazes me how we've become the society just desperate to get on TV for no reason. Nobody says, I want to be an actress anymore. Everybody wants to be Snooki. You know, it's just...
It doesn't require any talent. It just requires you being you, perhaps.
Being you, amped up, yeah.
And so, under that circumstance, what do we realize about what more and more people are like in our country? It's pretty discouraging, actually, isn't it? I mean, when you think about it, what are these people don't have anything else in their lives? They think this is important, and society tells them it is important.
Mm-hmm.
When people come around to, if pardon this, maybe seeing all about me, I'm not trying to make this seem about me, but I have been approached by people to do a reality program about my life as a radio person and my life on the farm and what it all entails. And then they look around, they don't find enough crazy people, and they don't want to. You know, we have some strange people on the farm, interesting people on the farm, and I certainly have interesting maybe to the point of being strange people that I'm associated with on the radio. But unfortunately, Jennifer, you're not strange enough.
I can be strange enough, though, Doug. I can amp it up.
Yeah, right. For what purpose? Do we need to have
exactly.
fame?
Exactly. And how is this going to be when this is new now. When all these reality stars are 60, 70, 80, what are their lives going to be like?
Mm-hmm.
How do they age?
Well, they got what they wanted, their moment of fame, under the circumstances.
Now, but what will it be like later?
That's a good question. 800-510-8255. So the hot sauce mom has been found guilty. If you're a parent, what have you used to keep your children in line? What's the appropriate punishment?
The old soap in the mouth.
And, well, is that something that would be tantamount to the same thing? Is that abuse? Is soap different than hot sauce? What do you remember? I mean, if somebody did that to me on either occasion, I probably wouldn't like them very much.
Mm-hmm.
You may, there's a difference between like and love, and a lot of children get pretty angry today. There's all kinds of, it's just a complicated scenario. And the poll today at DougStephan.com, would you use hot sauce to punish your child? A, no, that's horrible, and child abuse. B, maybe, depending on what they did. C, yes, what's the difference between that and washing their mouth out with soap? Those are the points of view. A lot of people check out the poll every day. Thank you for doing that at DougStephan.com. Here's something for you to think about, a message that I've had here for a long time, actually. We've talked about it with men being a good portion of the audience, and certainly women being the other portion of the audience, the impact that men's prostate health has on the well-being of the relationship can't be understated. And it starts with getting a good night's rest, a good night's sleep. And if you're getting up at night, gentlemen, perhaps you'd like to fix that and not even worry about some of the other things that are the benefit of being on Master Prostate Formula is that you get a good night's sleep. Okay, that's where it starts. Because you don't, if you have a prostate not functioning properly, you get up. Some people get up every 2 hours or so to go to the bathroom. Imagine that if you're trying to get an 8 hours, you get up 3-4 times during the course of the night. It is.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to eliminate those frequent trips to the bathroom, start with a Master Prostate Formula. 800-716-6520 gets you a free bottle. The manufacturers have put aside 1 million bottles of this stuff, and they are going fast. 800-716-6520. You can imagine that. The offer, therefore, doesn't last forever. You just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and the free bottle is on its way to help you at night, to help you with your loving. Just all of this stuff is important to your well-being, and that's why we focus on it. Help yourself, help your spouse, help your life. 800-716-6520. And again, remember, you get a free bottle to start, so you'll see how it works immediately. When it comes to this sort of thing, it'll relieve that getting up and going to the bathroom thing, which is a good place to start, don't you think? Master Prostate, free bottle, 800-716-6520.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Hi folks, Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg here for eFoods Direct.
In August, we're celebrating our 30-year anniversary in the long-term food supply industry.
To celebrate, the biggest sale ever, our most popular premier one-year food supply for 30% off.
That's 30% off of our Freedom Food Supply. You save $536 on each one-year supply. That's lower than 1981 prices.
If you ever thought about getting a year's supply of food, now is the time.
This whole one-year supply is a balanced selection of foods, and it all fits in the space of a washing machine.
You know you need your own food.
But time is running out. This 30% off sale for the best food on the planet ends Friday, August 26th.
Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/freedom. This sale ends Friday, August 26th. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/freedom.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
There are now plans to bring back Mad Max. Remember that movie where the people are killing each other a few gallons of gas? Well, it's coming back, not as a movie, this time as a reality show.
Paris Hilton's in the news. Paris Hilton's going to be filming the next season of her reality show in the Middle Eastern nation of Dubai. Yep. Yeah, producers will also be retitling the show, This Is Why They Hate Us.
All right. Kind of exasperating a little bit, isn't it?
I can tell. You're really about this, huh?
Well, it's always all about them. It's like this fascination with idiots like this Snooki and Kim Kardashian and all these other people that are just vapid. There's nothing. How do you find something good in what they're all about? And the society that values them as much as they do.
We watch them for the same reason we watch NASCAR. We want to see the crash.
Train wreck, yeah. But remember JonBenet Ramsey?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what that all meant, that whole business of parents making something out of whatever they didn't have as children or whatever they don't have in their lives, so they live through their children.
What they thought they wanted as children?
Yeah, I guess. But so many people seek fame, and that's part of this, I guess. I mean, there's a whole different thing. Richie, as you were coming in, we were talking about knowing. It's one of the issues here in this whole thing. If those of you who just joined us are wondering what we're talking about, the hot sauce mom, as she's been dubbed, a story about that pretty much everywhere. She's been found guilty of child abuse, may go to jail for a year. She did the things that she did just to apparently get on that idiot Dr. Phil show. He's a ghoul, I think. That's the best description. I think he's trash.
But I'm a millionaire.
Right. And that's what's important in our society. He's somebody famous. Okay, so she's there. I said something about adopting Russian children because many of them suffer from fetal alcohol syndrome. And do you know that when you're...
Yep.
When you're adopting, and so many people adopt now.
Yep.
I think you told us, and I don't want to be too personal here. You tell us what you want to tell us, and don't tell us what you don't want to tell us. I don't want to invade your privacy or your space, but in terms of Janet finding the mother, I think you knew a great deal about your child, Juliana, before you adopted her, right?
Yeah, well, there's a folder with information, and it's not a full bio, but yeah, there's enough. And the mother was not in a good place, obviously, and was out catting around at night and leaving Juliana sitting at home on a cement floor, dirty diapers, all by herself, sick, you know, the whole bit. So yeah, this woman obviously had issues. We do not know whether she was abusing drugs or alcohol. I assume that she was doing something, but they never had that information. When Juliana was taken away from her mother, they didn't really find out whether the woman was abusing. She didn't say she was.
Yeah.
So, but it's well known that in that kind of Eastern Bloc and Europe, you know, the Russian, Ukraine, all that stuff, that yeah. fetal alcohol syndrome is a big problem.
Big problem. Yep.
Big problem.
Now comes this television program called Toddlers and Tiaras.
Yep.
Which is on the Learning Channel.
Mm.
And how is this, other than what we're talking about, aggrandizing children, little children? What is this show?
TLC has hit some success with shows like Hoarders.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's sensationalizing people with issues, and I guess that's where that's
Look
coming
at John
from.
And Kate Plus 8. That was a TLC show.
Yep.
So what's happening to the children?
Does anybody give a darn about what's happening to the children?
To John and Kate or to the
Well, any of these
toddlers?
Kids that are in these shows. Any
you
of
know,
these
I think it's become so sensationalized, we just look at it and go, wow.
Yeah.
You know, you think,
yeah.
gosh, thank God that's not me. Well, these little kids... I don't know about that beauty queen circuit.
Yeah. 28 after on Good Day.
Yeah. Shop for a cause at Macy's Saturday, August 27th. Purchase your $5 savings pass now at any Macy's store and enjoy an extra 25 or 10% savings store-wide all day long Saturday. Even on most brands usually excluded from extra savings. Best of all, 100% of your $5 pass will benefit the March of Dimes. It's good to shop. Saturday, August 27th, during Macy's Shop for a Cause event. Visit Macy's.com/SFAC for details.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
"Hey, Mom! The X key is missing." That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
"Mom, what is a floppy disk?"
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
"Hey, thanks, Mom."
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business. Business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us. Business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Whenever I feel that Dudley's in a little bit of a low mood, I break this bad boy out. Here you go, Dudley.
Notice my shirt that I have on today. Those of you who are following the video stream have seen this already. See the shirt? Can you see?
Sing along if you can.
All right. Well, the things that are going on today, this, I guess, the stress that I feel about this poor child and the stuff from Dr. Phil and why people watch all this stuff and the children that are kind of abused in these circumstances, that stuff always troubles me greatly. And I also will tell you that I'm as worried as I have been, for all I have worry is the right word, unless this Hurricane Irene changes path, this is going to be a pretty unpleasant weekend here in New England, and along where you are, Richie, as well. Yeah. Starting with the National Hurricane Center issuing the watch for the Outer Banks. Those of you who are in the Carolinas, what are you thinking? It's probably tomorrow, late tomorrow, early Saturday, you'll get this. 800-510-8255, first major hurricane.
Well, we just had the earthquake here, so the hurricane seems to make sense.
Right, it'll cover
watch
up all the
locusts.
Holes.
I hear the locusts are scheduled for next Wednesday.
Yeah, is that what it is? Yeah, okay. So 7 years it's been since really the East Coast got anything, but it's been 1954 since I was a kid that we had a really bad hurricane, and some of the people are saying this could be the same kind of thing. God help us. You know, it's funny. All I can think about is my corn crop for the cows for the winter.
Yeah.
It's, you know, people are being moved to higher ground. It could be evacuations that are necessary, nail down the roofs that are loose. The hurricane conditions, the hurricane watch means that hurricane conditions are possible within 36 hours. So if there's a watch there now, 36 hours is about right, tomorrow night under the circumstances. It's supposed to be actually, what did they call it? The calm before the storm?
Mm-hmm.
In a sense, that's really kind of what it is. You'll have a beautiful day today, Richie, there, and tomorrow.
We're supposed to start getting it tonight.
Saturday? Yeah.
This afternoon, tonight, we're supposed to start getting it.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, here, we're not supposed to start getting it until Saturday, late Saturday afternoon. Through. And it's interesting because at nighttime, it never, if it hits at night, it doesn't have as much power, whatever the reason for that is. whether it feeds off the heat of the sun. But the hurricanes striking in the daytime always are tougher than the hurricanes that strike at night. Anybody ever know that? That's just my own experience.
I haven't noticed that.
Seen a lot of hurricanes as a kid, but then having really none here, not do anything on the East Coast or upper the northern the New England East Coast. Haven't had a hurricane here for a long time.
Last good one we had in the mid-Atlantic here inland was Isabella. And I can't even remember what year it was. It's been within the last 7-8 years.
Yeah.
And that was a good hit for us here in the D.C. area.
So it does get bad inland? Can?
Oh, yeah,
it can.
It was nasty.
Yeah, it goes in until it hits a mountain range, and then it stops.
Yeah.
Okay.
When it hits some kind of mountain range resistance, then it basically goes away.
It was nasty. I mean, we had trees, big trees, roofs, the whole bit, you know, and it was a good one.
Yeah. So. A lot of rain.
I'm cranking up my generator today.
We've had a lot of rain in the Northeast here, certainly, looking at New Jersey, for example. And since the beginning of August, they've had 8 inches of rain. Wow. That's a lot of rain. So anyway, the hurricane is now near Nassau, 700 miles or so south of Cape Hatteras. Winds 115 miles an hour, Category 3. Hurricane, all this is stuff that you hear over and over again ad nauseum in the news, so I'm not going to repeat it. It just is it's a concern. People will be talking about it, so you're welcome to share with us whatever is going on with you or how you're appropriately. You know, we ought to call a few of our stations down there, Richie, and see what they're up to. Sure. Meanwhile, here's our 2020 news quiz, something else entirely unrelated going on, but it's a matter we're kind of in a serious vein here this morning, and this fits into that. The man in question in the identity quiz is Nicholas Guaman, G-U-A-M-A-N. Why is he in the news? Who is he? 800-510-8255. This always, I don't know, force is the right word. This is an encouragement for people who may not know this story. Okay, let's go find out who this guy is and find out why Doug is talking about him. And that really is a good baseline for the conversation that I want to have for a few minutes about this issue. Nicholas Guaman, G-U-A-M-A-N. He is a person of interest. How's that? You know what they say now? That's the new politically correct way. You're a suspect. No, you're a person of interest in a particular case. And so this fellow is really a person of interest. And the issue that surrounds him is one of the issues that has been bothering us in our country, one of the major issues. It's been swept under the rug a lot in the last year, actually, I think, more so than it ought to have been. Maybe it'll come back around as an issue for the campaign next year because of things like this Nicholas Guaman being involved in these sorts of things that have happened all too frequently in our country. 800-510-8255. Okay, so what else is there that is occupying? I will tell you that the people who are sending me communication, who are encouraging me to continue this conversation. Some people are upset with me. Some people are encouraging me to continue talking about the issue of athletics and the brain and how to prevent concussions. The Big Ten, I've talked about the NCAA and whether or not the helmets are appropriate. They'll say anything, apparently, to diffuse the focus on them. And so they're saying, oh, everything's fine. We've tested this and we've tested that. And, you know, the NFL was saying the same thing till the players union got to them and said, look, this is not fine. You know it. We know it. Cough it up. And so as part of the negotiations, they got money set aside to take care of the men who play football who have outstanding issues after they're done with their brain and their ability to reason and think. Or what, you know, so many of these football players become, at an early age, they suffer from dementia and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and God knows what else, Lou Gehrig's disease. And so as part of the settlement, it was very quiet, but part of the settlement was you put aside millions and millions of dollars, take care of these guys when they start to suffer the symptoms. So they agreed to do that without talking about it very much. But what do you do for a football player who's in college? How do you handle, How do you handle somebody who is not theoretically getting paid? We all know how corrupt the NCAA is when it comes to football, the betting and the money that is coming to schools because they have a good football team, all of that stuff. Look what happened to the coach in Ohio State, the guy who is a god, for crying out loud. And he's now disgraced. Will he ever get another job? I don't know. Did he get another job?
Not yet.
He left. Right. He's done. Don't you think he's probably done?
He'll serve some kind of time. I don't know what the NCAA gave him, but he'll serve some kind of time where he can't be a coach, and then somebody will hire him. For sure somebody will. And there's no doubt somebody will hire him.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. Okay, back to the 2020 News Quiz. Kathy's in Eau Claire listening to WAYY. Hi, Kathy.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
What do you know about Nicholas Guaman?
Oh, I know that he is an illegal alien with a prior charge against him who, and I'm not sure if it's a hit and run or if it was a vehicle
accident,
but he killed a young man who had just graduated from college who had a great deal to offer to society, and now he's gone.
Mm-hmm. This Nicholas Guaman, you are correct 100%. This is a story that originates from a town about 10, 12 miles from me, Milford, Massachusetts. Nicholas Guaman he's accused of, let's put it that way, dragging a motorcyclist for a quarter of a mile after a collision. He went to court this week, showed not a single flicker of emotion. The motorcyclist was dead, and the motorcyclist, as you have described, was a kid who had graduated in the spring from college. This guy is an illegal immigrant from Ecuador. He's been in our country, and the worst they can do to him, apparently, is to deport him, which sort of makes me wonder why we do that. Why wouldn't, you know, deportation, so he goes back to wherever he was before, and then he sneaks back into the country again. In this circumstance, this guy should be tried and put to. Is one. I don't like sending people to jail unless they're involved in crimes like this. But clearly, this person should be in jail, don't you think, Kathy?
Exactly right. He should have been in jail before this happened.
Well, he was, apparently. This guy was drunk. He was driving a pickup truck. I didn't even see this kid, 23-year-old Matthew Denise. And so he killed him instantly. Didn't even see him.
Was never reported to the ICE or anything when the original charge happened. So he should not have been in this country or else in jail in the first place.
Let me ask you this. Obviously, we're going to have to put this person in prison, and we wouldn't want to send them back to their home country because then you don't know whether they actually served the time, but then we eat the cost of this.
Yeah.
Should we be charging their home country for what it cost to imprison this person for whatever the term of their sentence
That's
is?
Interesting.
And then send them back with, you know, hopefully no chance of ever coming back into this country. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, let's say he goes to jail for 10 years. Should we send the bill to Ecuador and say, pay up or else whatever, you know, assistance we give you, or we just deduct it right out of what, you know, we're giving Ecuador some kind of assistance somehow.
Sure.
Just take it right out of that. Until you find a way to stop your people from coming across the border illegally, should we do this?
What do you think, Kathy?
Oh, well, I think it would be a good idea if we would ever get it.
I know. I was going to say, I don't know who'd collect it. But
well, that's right. That's why you might have to take it out of whatever assistance. I mean, I have no idea. I'll look it up. But you know we're giving Ecuador some kind of assistance.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yep. Well, that wouldn't be politically correct. Kathy, hold on just a second. Thank you for calling and having the right answer and understanding.
I forgot I had to be politically correct.
Thanks.
No, you don't have to be politically correct. But you see, this gives us more. We haven't talked about this backdoor amnesty plan that has been floated by the current administration and how all of these people like this guy, Guaman, would be let in the country just by sort of a flick of the switch. How is that appropriate? How does that work? You know, we haven't talked about what's gone on in Arizona and other states that are concerned about this. This Massachusetts, not like there's a hotbed, but it is. It's a subtle hotbed of this sort of activity. This guy has been drunk and driving 6 times. This guy has been stopped for drunk driving, and he's a damned illegal. How is he still here? And I'm sorry, does that sound horribly? Mm. He's a damned illegal. 6 times he's been stopped. So finally, he's drunk driving and kills somebody.
Not a whole lot of aid for Ecuador.
Yeah.
It's like $6 million.
That's enough. Take it away from
him. Yeah, we can pay for
more
it.
More noticeable when it's less money.
Yeah. We need to be cracking down. This guy, oh, by the way, he didn't have a driver's license. He's been stopped six times.
I would have been shocked if he told me he did.
And the system lets him go. Incredible. All right, food for thought. Dr. Ken in a minute here on Good Day.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
All right, let's get to our daily dose of important medical information. Dr. Ken Kronhus is here, medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program. There are a lot of people talking about tattoos. As a matter of fact, on the weekend program, we had a story about tattoos being linked to rare skin infections. So we advise parents to keep their children from being exposed to this. What actually goes on with a tattoo? What are you doing to your body?
Well, you're taking needles to insert permanent dyes into the skin. And, you know, I know a physician friend of mine who did a study, and I don't know why he didn't ever publish this, but he did a study asking people what kind of frame of mind they were in when they got a tattoo. What do you think the common denominator in terms of frame of mind behavior was for those who got a tattoo prior to getting the tattoo?
Yeah.
Are they drunk?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Have to be.
How many people wake up and go, oh man.
No. They try to wipe it off.
Do your own survey. Ask people who have significant tattoos what kind of state of mind they were in.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next, a portfolio diet beats a low-fat diet at lowering cholesterol. What does that mean, portfolio diet?
You can hear a lot about this. This is a type of way to eat, and this is out of the Journal of the American Medical Association this morning, Doug, that a diet that incorporates specific cholesterol-lowering foods like soy, nuts, and plant sterols may work better at lowering cholesterol than that traditional low-fat diet that you hear the doctors and the dietitians talk about. So specifically what you eat, not only generally looking at low fat, has an impact. So you want to get a lot of soy, nuts, and plant sterols into your diet.
Soy, nuts, and plant sterols. All right. Weight gain hits women at one place and men at another place.
Out of the annual meeting of the American Sociological Association in Las Vegas, boy, let's go and have some fun.
Uh-huh.
They discover something that many of us who are married have already discovered. They just confirmed that the weight gain that many of us see when we get married, it occurs in women after the marriage and in men after the divorce.
Really? So I would have thought it'd be the other way around. Men would get fat while they were married and sort of...
No way, well, because they have to look good for their secretaries, and women are like, ha-ha, we finally caught you, suckers.
Okay. Didn't think about it that way.
Yeah.
Dr. Ken here on Good Day.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like...
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Three after the hour now of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Steve Jobs has resigned as the CEO of Apple.
He's sick, isn't he?
He had pancreatic cancer, which he quote-unquote beat. I have a feeling
hard to do that.
Round two's back.
Apple stock yesterday took a dive, which you can imagine is that most people give him credit for pretty much everything that went on there, which can't possibly be the case because you can't possibly do it all by yourself. But is he the inspiration?
Yeah, who's the creative person behind the idea that says, how about a tablet-type thing with a touch screen? You know, who's the person that came up with the iPhone? Was that all him, or is there somebody else that comes up with those ideas?
A lot of people gave Bill Gates that same kind of credit when he was the chief honcho at Microsoft. And granted, he came up with the early ideas, the important ideas. But then he brought people in that were good, and now he's out of it all together. Microsoft is still humming along. So one wonders, is it going to be the same thing? Who's there to... I was looking at the picture of the guy who's replacing him. It looked like a kind of a college kid. I mean, he's a lot older than that, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, he still doesn't look like he's... he looked like the exact opposite, as a matter of fact, of Jobs. But anyway, first of all, Apple has to show that it can still deliver, and they have to do the sales job of going around and showing people, okay, this is what's happened in the past, this is how we've gotten, as Richie just said, to where we are. So don't worry, if Jobs isn't here, we'll still be a company that has more cash in the bank than the U.S. government does. The market is so crazy. I was having a sandwich yesterday, and I was in a restaurant, a little deli. And I was watching the what they call halftime report on CNBC, and watch all these business types back and forth with their observations and their if I had a gun, I would have gotten it and shot the television like Elvis did. You just see these people going blah 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 blah, and most of the time they don't know any more than you do. Guy came in and sat at the table next to me and said he just bought $6,000 worth of Bank of America because the stock was down to $6. and it had gone up over the course of the day 15% or something. And he was all excited, and his friend said, "Yeah, yeah, I just bought gold." And then he looked up at the screen and saw gold was off $160 yesterday. All right, anyway.
So I'm looking at a brief bio of Tim Cook. He's 50 years old.
Is he?
Graduated from Auburn University with a master's degree.
Does he look like he's 50 to you?
He doesn't look like he's 50.
No.
He's been with Apple as a senior vice president since 1998 and becoming CEO in 2004.
Yeah. All right, well, you know what? The best thing is that you wish well for both Mr. Jobs and his health and the health of Apple, because it's a great American story.
A great American.
It's a great American company.
There is no customer service like that company on the face of this planet.
Right. Yep. Okay. Let's get to some other tech talk here. Do you know which retailer makes more money per square foot than any other? Alex Goldfain, our technology tailor, is going to reveal just how well this retail newcomer is doing. That's up next here on Good Day.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
It wasn't that long ago that Apple wasn't even in the retail business. Today, according to researcher Retail Sales, Apple makes more money in its stores than any other retailer in the country. The measurement is sales per square foot. That's how stores figure out how successful their business is. Apple does over $5,600 per square foot. It has 327 stores with an average of about 7,900 square feet each. In the second position is jewelry giant Tiffany & Co. at about $3,000 per square foot, or just over half of what Apple makes. Coach does $1,820 per square foot. Costco is at $1,000 in sales per square foot of retail space. And Best Buy averages $831 per foot, or about seven times less than Apple. The point here is that Apple is cleaning up in a business where it is a relative newcomer. I'm Alex Goldfain.